How does one translate Psukei de Zimra? What does Psukei de Zimra stand for? What is the translation of Psukei de Zimra? Oh, Zimra. I can't hear. Yeah, is that? Praise. Praise. The Kadmonim say, although that's definitely true, Psukei de Zimra, Loshen Zemer, to praise and to sing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Kadmonim say, besides that, another interesting pshat. We know the Loshen HaKodesh, the Shoyresh, the root of Zayin Mem Reish, can also mean something else. Lizmoir means to prune the tree. We found it in Shulchan Aruch. Lizmoir means to prune. So how does pruning got to do with Psukei de Zimra? Well, how does pruning, Psukei de Zimra, Psukim of pruning, how does that make sense? So Kalmonim says something really, really interesting, that by Psukei de Zimra, which essence is to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's also, by definition, it prunes our Yetzirah. It prunes our Yetzirah. Because by declaring the Ribbono Shel Olam's Malchus, by proclaiming the Ribbono Shel Olam, the beauty of this world and our obligation to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, by that we prune, we see more of the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. And pardon? Oh, that's right. It's got to do with it. Yeah, very good. That goes very much hand in hand. Very nice. Yeah, very nice. So that's Psukei de Zimra. Rabbi Kohn yesterday did some investigation with regards to the Asher Yeshua Beisecha, the Pesach. Did you come to any conclusions? Did you have any? Yeah, he did some research. He got Pesach Esodecha. So
Maspia and supplies and provides Chol Chai. Chol Chai Rotzen. To every Chai Rotzen what he needs.
What he needs. Rotzen means what he needs.
Moment.
Okay. Yeah. You're trying to know the Pasha Pshat of Pesach Yisodech Maspiyah Chol Chai Rotzayin. Pesach Yisodech, Chol Chai Rotzayin, open up his hand. Maspiyah, give, provides, Roshan Soiva abundance, Lechol Chai, anything is alive, Rotzayin. What's that Rotzayin exactly? What does that mean exactly? So are you quoting Malbim? What are you quoting?
Rashi
says that Chol Chai Rotzayin means that what he needs. Right,
he thinks he wants to do something.
But really, what? Very good, very interesting. That's interesting, right? Maybe just a couple of short points before we move on to Siman Nun Beis. Early Achronim, the Prima Godim, he speaks about how long Psukei de Zimra should be taking. How long do you think that according to Prima Godim, he actually says a time, how much Psukei de Zimra should take? So from Baruch She'oma, let's leave out Mizman Shem, from Baruch She'oma until Yishtabach. How long do you think, according to Prima Godim, it should take? 20 minutes? 20? 40? Yeah, longer than, yeah? That's before. Once they get davening, maybe it's...
Before
Shema, I see that it's me. I see. So the Pivagodim says that you don't have to doubt, Psukei de Zimra shouldn't be taking more than 30 minutes. It shouldn't take more than 30 minutes.
Okay,
I'm using it. Yeah, so I thought that's an interesting. Now, also something which is interesting, which I must say that in England, I think the minig is a very strong minig. Any of you daven in Eretz Yisrael, in some... places there's a minhag to start to start by Baruch She'oma, or even more so sometimes the Shliach Tzibur really only stands and takes the Amud really only by Ishtabach. You must have noticed that it's quite common in some places. It's pretty much unheard of in this country, in this part of the world. And the Achronim I saw, the Achronim, including Reb Chaim Noah and other Achronim, actually point out that this is not the right meaning. The meaning is the way we do it over here. It's very important that the Shliach Tzibur actually starts from Brachas. It's the right way of doing things. Shliach Tzibur should take the Amud from Brachas onwards. And it's not really the right way of just taking the Amud by Shtavach or even by Baruch Shama. Is that something to take? Right, it's acts right. That's right. From Kabbonis, right. That's right. Yeah, very. Right. That's a good. It's a good. It's a good Ma'amokim. Yeah. Right. So that's. Pardon. I'm not sure. I do not know where it comes from. I do not know. But it's very striking. It's very striking. Right now, Simanud Beis is not relevant halacha lemaisa because it has to do with people coming late to shul. So it's not. It's about what should be skipped if somebody is anybody on Hatzolah or something. That comes and you come late to shul. What should be skipped? So it's again. It's not. It's hilchus in the Mashiach, as we say. It's not negia, but let's learn it anyway. Din mishal lovo leveis haknesses ad ishtava. What a person should skip and omit if he comes late to shul. That's simanun beis. Okay. So what is that? So we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see the Mishnah. It's got many more additional points to it. But let's see what the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is. Can I ask you a siddur maybe? You can just get a normal, regular siddur. Just do. Im boli beis haknesses. If a person comes to beis haknesses, u'motzal tzibur, thank you very much, and he finds the tzibur besoy psuke de zimmer. Okay, he shows up to shul late, and the tzibur is already up to the finished psuke de zimmer already. Then, what should a person say? Now, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, oima boruch she'oma, first thing a person should say, you want to catch up the oilem, so you're going to skip. Okay, fair enough. What do you need to say? Says Shulchan Aruch, you're going to say Baruch Sha'ama. Ad Mol Batish Bochais. So first of all, you say Baruch Sha'ama. Ve'achakach, if you've got a bit more time. Achakach over here means if you've got more time. Achakach, you say Tehillah L'David, of course referring to Asher Yesh V'Besecho. Ad Me'ato V'ad Olam Haleluko. So if you've got a minute amount of time, according to Shulchan Aruch, you say Baruch Sha'ama. If you've got drop more time, you say Asher. Ve'achakach, and after that, you say Halelu Es Hashem Min Hashemayim. You say the Hallelujah. This one, if you've got to drop more time, you say Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim Ad Livnei Yisrael Am Kroivoy Hallelujah. So that's the whole. This one, you say the whole capital. And if you've got more time, Ba'achikach Hallelujah Kail Bekotshoy Ad Kolan Neshamot Hallelujah. You say this one over here. If you've got a bit more time, this is what you say according to Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, "Vim yesh lo yishus yoisa." If you've got a bit more time, yoima hoydul Hashem kiru ad vurachum. If you've got a bit more time, then you go back to hoydul Hashem, and you say until vurachum, which is over here. So you split. You say half of it. You start from hoydul Hashem, and then you say until up to vurachum. That if you've got a bit more time, that's what you're going to say according to Rama. Veidalek ad vurachum. The rest is psukim, gather psukim, and that's not so crucial. If you've got more time, yishtabach, you're going to say yishtabach. And then you're going to say yoitzer v'kriyashma v'chosel v'ispalelim atzibon. The main thing is you should end up davening with the tzibon. V'im ain shus kolkach. If you haven't got that much time, yidale kol mizmor haluris Hashem in Hashemayim. You should skip that one. If you've got very little time, what you're going to say is Baruch Sha'ama, Asher Yishtabach. The three most important are Baruch Sha'ama, Asher Yishtabach. If the Tzibur has already started, Yoitzer, they're already up to, they said Baruch already. You haven't got time to say any psuk de zimra, even if you're skipping. Yikro kriya shema, you should say shema uvivi choysel, and it's brochas im atzibu vispala lemohem. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if you're really, really late, and you will not be able to say any psuk de zimra, don't worry, but that's not really, yeah. So leave it, and just go and say kriya shema, and it's brochas with a tzibu, and daven shmena eser with them. Ve'achakach, and after that, Kol psuke de zimra, and after davening, you should say psuke de zimra, b'loi brocha shelifneim, without the brocha beforehand, v'loi shelachem lo after that. Mikol mokoim, nevertheless, yoima akoy la brocha shemuchul levoch b'voike, you should definitely and sure to have said all the birkas hashacha in the morning early. Okay, so this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Again, you should, at the very least, and sure to say, brocha sha'ama ashei yishtabach, go from Bochu, the Birkas Shema, and Shmoneh Esa, and sure to have it with them. And afterwards, you should ensure to say the brachas as well. Brachas are important as well to have said as well. Right. This is the opinion of Shulchan. Mishnah Berurah has got various points of view. We're going to see that halacha lemaisa, it changes a little bit. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah makes an introduction in Sif Kotna Aleph, and he says the following. Imein, avalechatchila. This is all a very big bedyavet. Avalechatchila, ideally. Roy lovoy lebeisa knesses ba'ashkoma. It's right to come to shul on time. Kidei shalai tzorech ledalek, that you should not be able to end up, you shouldn't end up skipping. Ki kosva sforim, because the sforim wrote, this is not only the chesidus sforim, this is right across all the sforim. Kosva sforim shamagid, the heiling, the magid, hizel lebeis Yosef. We know the magid, the beis Yosef has wrote a sefer, the magid, and over there he writes, he told him it's very important to come to shul, to come to shul early. Kidei in order shiuchal espal kasei, they should be davening in the order, in the right order. For loy b'diluk, and not by skipping. Do not skip. Ki ois ken, so what you do so. Mehapei chatzinoiros, he changes the, tzinoiros is a Kabbalistic concept. They're changing things around. There's an order. The davening is mamash don be'al anshek nes ha'gedoyla. There's a rigid order to davening. It must start with Matoivu, and he must end off with, there's an order to it, everything has to make sense. And if a person changes that around, he changes things around. In fact, it's very interesting, Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik V'Kol Shluach, has written a sefer called Ilun Tfila. It's a fascinating sefer, and it goes, it's an old sefer, it's a massive thick A4 sefer, starting from the beginning of davening, and he only reaches Shmoina Esa. An old massive sefer, Reb Shimon Schwab, or Yekesh Rav, Talmud of learned by Ibrahim and Mir as well. And our old Sefer, he goes, the old Sefer, that one of the themes of the Sefer is that he explains that it is that the when we daven from the beginning of davening until Oleinu, he doesn't reach Oleinu, it was Niftah after Shema, but that we experience, what we experience is the way we enter the Beis HaMikdash. From Ma Toivu, it's that you go into the outer, the outer entrance of the Beis of the Harabais. And then as you proceed, he goes to the 18 brachas, being the steps going forward until you enter Baruch Sha'ama, you enter the Heichal, etc. He goes, everything goes, has the right order. It's represented, the tefillah, all the way till Shemana Esra, as if we enter the Beis HaMikdash, until the actual Shemana Esra being the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So we have to experience this as we daven. And so imagine, if that's the case, this is just one explanation, but if that's the case, what is it like if you start off with Yoyed Tzor, and after you say you took it in later on, you're really mahapach the tzinoiras. I mean, it just you're changing things around, and it's not the way it should be. So the Mishnah Berurah points out the importance of actually saying everything in order. Many the Mishnah Berurah says that there are people, Anshe Maiseh, they have the custom, they spal kesed mitam ze, afilim echol ovo leves haknesses. So he brings out that there are people who are makpid, who never ever change the seder, the order. That even if they do come late, they will not change the order, and they will not go back to what the Shulchan Aruch paskened over here. They will not skip. They will not skip, because you're mehapech tzinoiros. Are you going to say, what happens? They're going to end up davening Shmoneh Esrei on their own. The answer is yes, they feel that it's worth it. There's no point davening otherwise. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Anshei Maaseh. It's interesting to point out that Reb Shlomo Zalman, who davened in a shul not far from his house, he was always makpid. He always timed, that's Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'm sure many other tzaddikim, he timed always to be in shul 10 minutes, exactly 10 minutes before the start of davening. Davening wasn't a slow rush davening. It wasn't a rush davening. It was a slow, decent davening. But nonetheless, he made a point of always being there 10 minutes before. He always made a point of being there 10 minutes before. This is what the approach recommends. No, he was talking about Shachris. Yeah. Mincha, I believe he was always after his shir. So I don't know if he could, was able, it wasn't called Torah, so I don't know if he was able to. Yeah. What about Rabbi Yisai Talos and Tfilin? If a person comes late, I'll just have to book. What about Talis and Tefillin? Should he just leave out Talis and Tefillin for later or not? Good. Says in Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Kotan Beis, Besoy Pesukah Dezimra. Roi Tzolem Ha'ach Ha'Shoniach Ha'Tefillin La'Roishoy. We must be talking about he's put his Tefillin on. Yo'oim Dim Ha'Tzibu Besoy Pesukah Dezimra. We must say that he has put his Talis and Tefillin on. At the very least, if you are late, at the very least, you should say Hal Netilas Birkas Hal Netilas Yudan VeLekayim Shomer Birkas HaTorah. The Chayodim points out that the following three brachas must be said before proceeding. That you must say Netilas Yudan VeLekayim Shomer Birkas HaTorah. The other brachas can be said later potentially if you are late, but Netilas Yudayim, Elokei Neshama, Birkas HaTorah must be said before anything else. So we have said now that Talis and Tefillin you must have on anyway. Netilas Yudayim, Elokei Neshama, Birkas HaTorah, and only after that, that's when the Shulchan Aruch said what he said. Right. Now, why is it that you're allowed to skip? Why is it that you're allowed to skip for reaching the Tzibur? Why is that? Why not to skip? Done with a minion. That's really interesting because Mishnah Berurah said the following words: "Kedei sheyochel espalel matzibu." In order to done with the tzibu, see ki atfilei matzibu rotzu mekubeles lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a loss, but it's worthwhile for davening betzibu because it's the tefillah is more likely to get accepted. The tefillah is more likely to be accepted as the Ribono Shel Olam if it's betzibu, if it's done communally, and therefore you're allowed to skip. To reach the tefillah betzibur, yeah.
Just when you say
No. The aim is to reach Shmoneh Esrei. Even within Shmoneh Esrei, there's a machlokes within the Achronim. We ask the following: what happens if you know you will not be able? Actually, we know that what's the main part of Tefillah B'Tzibur, Rabbi Isai? The main part of, pardon? What part of Shmoneh Esrei? The first to start, this is a discussion, Machlokes, Rabbi Moshe with Rav Vozner, maybe Chassam Sofer, to when we talk about Tefillah B'Tzibur, we talk about starting Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. That is the main part of Shmoneh Esrei. Tefillah B'Tzibur is to start Shmoneh Esrei the same time. What happens if you're not going to make that anyway? It's just not going to happen. They are too far. You're not going to be able to start Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. But you do know that you will be able to reach the Tzibur when they are starting Chazoros HaShatz. Is that good enough or not? Is that good enough?
As long as you've got time to finish with them.
You're going to finish with them?
Yeah.
Very good. What do you think, Rabbi Isai? It's not the main part of Shmoneh. It's not main, but it's... You wouldn't skip for that. Very good. Would you skip for that? Do you hold that you can skip for that? If you know you're not going to make it for the Quiet Shmoneh Esrei with them, but you will make it for the Chazoros HaShatz, can you skip in order to reach the Chazoros? You'll be able to time it together with the Chazoros HaShatz of the Chazon.
Skip which part?
Yeah.
Is that?
You can skip?
Yes.
What do you think? Okay, good. Very interesting. It's a machlokes achronim, and it's based on a big machlokes. What exact with regards to Chazoros HaShatz? It's based on other machlokes, but many poskim actually say that you can be medalek. You're allowed to skip to daven shliach tzibur with the chazan. So many poskim say that you can. According to those, you should. According to the others, you shouldn't. Right. But many achronim actually say you should. Rabbi Yisai, an interesting question that Shlomo Zalman wanted to ask. What do you tie in a Rabbi Yisai if you will not be able to daven, you'll have to skip. If you came late, you've overslept. You know, just happened. The battery of your alarm clock went flat overnight and you overslept. And you're not going to make it for you to the normal minion. When you go to normal minion, you'll have to skip. However, there is a later minion that you know there is a later minion. In Edgeware, there is a later minion. And if you go to that later minion, you will not have to skip. And business-wise, you're not going to get sacked if you go to the second minion. And it's not, we're not talking about huge financial loss, etc., etc. You're not employed in a place that is very, very strict, that if you're just not going to be there, you can't. Can you, what's the halacha then? Are you allowed to skip or not? Are you allowed to skip to make it to your regular minyan? Or should you go to later minyan? Later minyan. Good point. Very, very good point. Yes, both are within the Sazman Kiyashma. Yeah.
So, we heard earlier there's some figure of 18 minutes. Then if it's more than 18 minutes away, then you're not mechuyav. And we asked whether that was in time as well as distance. And I don't know if they've ever had a crop. But I would suggest that if you wait half an hour for this minion, then you can skip. And if you don't...
You're saying that it depends how long you need to wait for that minion?
Right.
Okay. That's an interesting point. I don't know about 18 minutes. Sounds like an interesting svara. Now, the poskim generally take the approach that yes, you should wait. You should wait. Generally, you should wait. You should wait if it's, you know, a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, you know, don't know about half an hour. You should generally, you should wait. You shouldn't be medalek psukah dezim. You shouldn't skip psukah dezim if there's a minute later on. However, there's a fascinating Yabshayim Ezaman. Yabshayim Ezaman says the following. And tell me what you think about this. This Yabshayim Ezaman is quoted in not the most reliable, it's not Yabshayim Ezaman, didn't write it himself. And amongst the various forum, I'm going to allow myself to say it's not the most reliable out of all forum. So I'm going to take it with a pinch of salt type of thing. But Yabshayim Ezaman apparently is quoted in saying the following. That if you're going to be davening, if you're a person that always davens the same minion, every single day without fail, you're davening that minion. And you're going to be davening, and for that, for one reason or another, you're late. And you're going to have, if you're going to end up davening another minyan, you will probably not be able to daven with kavana. It's not your mokum kavua. It's not your mokum kavua. It's not your regular place where you normally daven. It's a different shul. You want a way to stand. You know where to sit. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You know if you're stepping anybody's toes, you don't know where to. You're not particularly comfortable in that minyan. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. Apparently, he's been quoted in saying that if you think that you're not going to be able to daven properly by going to next minyan, and you will be able to daven properly in your regular place, although you're going to be medalek, that's what you should do. Interesting psak. What do you think about it? Interesting psak.
I have a friend. He was told, he always daven late in Yerushalayim, and he came to a city where there was no minyan. He was told to daven by himself.
That's, we're going to get to that. That's a bi halacha. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to that. It's a very interesting halacha. It might be based on a bi halacha. We'll talk about it when we get there, Mitzvah Shem. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I sometimes go to different places because
well, there you're not going to skip. There's only a shal of Ashay. Ashay can undoubtedly say.
Same principle. You're not davening your regular place, mate.
So what would the cost be? Well, I'm saying you're right. One should have a mokum kavua. It doesn't work out. But over here, we're saying that this Shamsam's chiddush is that you actually have to skip in order. Apparently so. You have to skip in order to daven your mokum kavua. What do you think about it? The Kiddush. Yeah. Later minyan. Okay, that's okay.
If you go to the early minyan, you need to catch up.
Right. Yeah. I hear that. Normally, if a person is late, it's going to be rushed. He's not going to daven the great kavanah anyway. But I hear Shlomo Zalman's approach as well. I mean, I can hear that. Yeah.
I'd be curious to know what the Kedarim are. At which point you say this Kavanah is acceptable and this Kavanah is, you know what, it's not worth it. I wonder if there are any Kedarim where you better have done in the Chidus, you better have done in the Dominion.
Yeah, Moshe was asked in Shaila, and Moshe was asked an interesting Shaila. It was a Yid who asked that Moshe very genuinely, very much. He knows that he can do much better with Kavanah at home without a minion. He knows he can daven with great kavanah at home, and he's been doing it. He knows he can. And as soon as he goes to a minyan, he gets flustered. He can't daven properly. Can he daven shmoneh esrei at home? Can he daven shag? But cold. Yeah. That's a good man, Mokum. Yeah, very good. Yeah, true. Yeah, Moshe's got an interesting chub about it, but he's like, I say, he's machmir. Okay, Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah carries on, and he said in Sifkot and Hay, he says with regards to Shabbos, he says oit kasset b'Shabbos mechuv loy manishmas. Vunikes birkas shir umutiv shelidalek mizmoirim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey that we just read paskens that a person should say nishmas on Shabbos. So if a person is delayed on Shabbos, he must ensure to say nishmas. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav brings him Chubas Mishkenes Yankiv. Mishkenes Yankiv makes a point, and Mishnah Berurah brings it quotes it later in Bialoch as well, that there is no excuse. And it's a bit unlike the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishkenes Yankiv paskens, that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin as well, that you always, always make sure to say Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. Never ever proceed with Birkas Shema without having said Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you are late, never, ever, ever skip Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. That's what Mishnah Berurah says of Yintziv Kotten Vav. In Sif Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah points out that with regards to the Birkas HaShachar, so that's not an Antilas Yudayim, Elokeinu Shama, and Birkas HaTorah, all the other ones, Hanusin Lesechvi, etc. Those, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud, Kol HaBochas, Ein B'Seif HaMam, Motcha B'Seif HaNa HaSholem, Dizman Kol HaBochas, Kol HaYoyim B'Di'Eved, Chinkosa B'Mai Serav La'Gro. He says that the truth is that the Brochas, the Birkas HaShachar, Hanusin Lesechvi, and all the other remaining Brochas, they can be said throughout the entire day. So if you are late, you are going to say the most important is Elokeinu Shama Antilas Yudayim and Birkas HaTorah. You're then going to say Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach. That's the bare minimum, and then afterwards you carry on with the tzibur. And this is the absolute bare minimum. With regards to the rest of the Birkas HaShachar and of course the Pesukah Dezimra, you'll be able to say that after davening. But again, this is a very big bedieved. Right. Okay. So just to yeah. Good shaila, nice shaila. I didn't see anybody saying that, but I hear. It's a svar. I don't know. It's a nice svar. It's a nice svar, because since that's the ikop psukah dezimra, at least you have said that. I hear. Don't know. I hear. Right, okay. So just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned about if a person comes late, Mishnah Berurah points out very, very strongly that a person should always try to have one to come late. But if a person does come late, the bare minimum is, as we just mentioned now, and Mishnah Berurah also points out that on Shabbos one should ensure to say Nishmas, and we spoke also about the point of this is all assuming that it's got Talis and Tefillin on. You're going to have Talis and Tefillin on before you continue, and the Mishnah Berurah also ensures to the Mishnah Berurah also points out that there was one more point that. Yeah, that you should never proceed with having said Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. You cannot go into Birkas HaShachar without having said that. Wishing a very good Shabbos, and we'll carry on in Mishnah next week. Yeah.